studios of 96.3 FM, Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California. It's time for the Weekly Freak Show. Headlines and highlights for the week ending Thursday, November 30th, 2000. My name's the V-Man, and I'll be your host for this half-hour look back at the news and features not heard in or glanced over by the corporate-controlled media. On this week's program, we'll hear from Mbana Kintako on the second raid in as many months of Human Rights Radio in Springfield, Illinois. Plus, this week's Spotlight Sound. Don't miss the Weekly Freak Show, coming up next. Now, headlines for the week ending Thursday, November 30th, 2000. Friday, November 24th, marked the 8th annual Buy Nothing Day. Traditionally, the day after Thanksgiving is the opening of the holiday shopping season. Spearheaded by the consumer awareness group Adbusters, activists have marked this day as a time to raise the issue of overconsumption, urging shoppers to simply buy nothing on this day. This year, rallies and actions took place in shopping districts all across the United States. In Boulder, Colorado, approximately 75 people gathered outside Borders Books and Music to encourage consumers to favor locally owned businesses and refrain from impulse purchases. Their message culminated when protester Theo Horesh secured a U-lock around his neck and locked it to the handles on Borders' front door. After more than an hour of preventing customers from entering the store, Boulder police and fire personnel, accompanied by a locksmith, arrived on the scene. They disassembled the door, allowing consumers to once again shop. Horesh was detained for about 20 minutes and released after Borders management declined to file charges. On Friday, November 24th, as animal rights groups protested around the nation as part of Fur Free Friday, the home of Jeremy Parkin was swarmed by approximately 14 FBI agents and Salt Lake County, Utah sheriffs. Parkin, a vocal animal rights activist, is charged with 3 counts of felony theft, 1 count of felony criminal mischief, and 1 count of felony burglary. The charges allegedly stem from the release of an unknown number of mink at a Utah fur farm in November 1999, and an action last February in San Francisco at a Neiman Marcus storefront, which resulted in over $30,000 worth of damage. Sabrina Forsey, spokesperson for the newly formed Free Jeremy Collective, stated, "The FBI is on a witch hunt to burn someone for the so-called crimes of the Animal Liberation Front, and so far have gotten nowhere. Harassing and making false charges against this nonviolent animal rights activist will not stop the ALF. The ALF will only cease their relentless direct action campaign when every cage is empty." The Citizens Network for the Cancellation of Third World Debt held a march of approximately 2,000 people in Madrid, Spain, on Sunday, November 26th. Some of the marchers decided to have a peaceful sit-down protest on the steps of the Parliament building. With their backs towards the building, they chanted, "Cancel the debt." 24 police officers formed a line between the building and the activists and, with no warning, began to kick and strike protesters with batons. After some negotiations with police, a demonstrator read a statement when a man was randomly grabbed and arrested. The protesters stayed seated and police opened fire with rubber bullets. It was unclear at press time how many people were arrested. Early on the morning of Wednesday, November 29th, two activists, Josh Raisler Cohen and Liz Guy, lowered themselves off of a water tower on the Fort Benning, Georgia Military Reservation and unfurled a 1,750-square-foot banner which read, "North and South, the people say, close the School of the Americas." They remained suspended from the tower for nearly 2 hours. Cohen disconnected himself and climbed onto a 100-foot rescue ladder, while Guy refused to come down and remained for nearly 45 minutes before rescue workers convinced her to climb down. They were charged with criminal trespassing. Cohen could face other charges as he was banned from the Columbus, Georgia military reservation on November 14th after a mock hanging of himself from a bridge. And finally, with helicopters hovering overhead, more than 5,000 people gathered in Seattle, Washington on Thursday, November 30th to mark the one-year anniversary of the protests against the World Trade Organization. More than 100 people were arrested in the evening after a day-long standoff with police. Pepper spray was used throughout the day in an attempt to disperse the mostly peaceful crowd. For more information on the actions, visit the Seattle Independent Media Center on the World Wide Web at www.seattle.indymedia.org. And those were headlines for the week ending November 30th, 2000.
Frequency radio modulation, the big sound from underground, another pirate station. We bring the truth to places truth is never heard before. We bring the sound communication of our tribal war. Dark vision fly by helicopters in the night, attempt triangulation of our station in the fight. Straight from the base, deep down, low precision. High crime treason, we broadcast in sedition. Like the Wall Street Morning Afternoon Edition. Commandeering airwaves from unknown positions. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen. And supported.
Michael, my dear, come say this about town.
Don't take no prisoners if you can't afford to feed none. Don't start no fights if you cannot predict the outcome. Don't make donations where you cannot get your dough back. Fuck the apathetic bullshitters, send them all your Prozac. I will not climb into your telephone tree, and hell no, you cannot put me on hold. It's the same recorded message you've been singing all along. Keep handing us the Bible while you're walking off with all the gold. The bureaucratic office sends you merry-go-rounding, while the KKK police the streets by bloodhounding. Interest on the credit card just keeps on compounding, but the FCC can never shut this pirate sound down. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it.
Une fois que ta santé venante, tu t'allonges sur ton dos.
Yeah.
Tu es le divan. Tu te marques des bulles. Tu t'enfonces à ta
tête.
Be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we become and never pre-recorded with information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level.